The Lion and the Mouse. A lion was awakened from sleep by a mouse running over his face. Rising up in anger, he caught him and was about to kill him, when the mouse piteously entreated, saying, "If you will only spare my life, I will be sure to repay your kindness." The lion laughed and let him go. It happened shortly after this that the lion was caught by some hunters, who bound him by strong ropes to the ground. The mouse, recognizing his roar, came up and gnawed the rope with his teeth, setting him free. And he exclaimed, "You ridicule the idea of my ever being able to help you, not expecting to receive from me any repayment of your favor. But now you know that it is possible for even a mouse to confer benefits on a lion." The Ass and the Grasshopper. An ass, having heard some grasshoppers chirping, was highly enchanted, and, desiring to possess the same charms of melody, demanded what sort of food they lived on, to give them such beautiful voices. They replied, "The dew." The ass resolved that he would only live upon dew, and in a short time died of hunger. The Wolf and the Lamb. A wolf, meeting with a lamb astray from the fold, resolved not to lay violent hands on him, but to find some plea which should justify to the lamb himself his right to eat him. He thus addressed him, "Sir, last year you grossly insulted me."
"Indeed," bleated the lamb in a mournful tone of voice, "I was not then born."
"Then," said the wolf, "you feed in my pasture."
"No, good sir," replied the lamb, "I have not yet tasted grass."
Again said the wolf, "You drink of my well."
"No," exclaimed the lamb, "I never yet drank water, for as yet my mother's milk is both food and drink to me."
On which the wolf seized him and ate him up, saying, "Well, I won't remain supperless, even though you refute every one of my imputations." The tyrant will always find a pretext for his tyranny.